Cindy Hayden joins us from the Baloney Bin and, of course, the Blues Festival. And I think you made the announcement recently. Was it last Friday, Cindy, that you you announced a date for the Blues Festival?
Yes. Yeah, we. I postponed it. I hated to. I hate conceding, but sometimes you just have to. So we just want to make sure that everyone that comes to the event is going to be safe and, you know, that they feel safe while they're there. So I moved it to August because I know by then we're all going to be back to normal, whatever that is. But so, yeah, it's August 13th, 14th, and 15th this year. It's the 19th year. It's crazy.
That is crazy. So just a business as usual right now, and we'll see what happens.
Yes, yeah, I'm moving forward with it. I'm working on sponsors. I've got a lot of dedicated sponsors who just continually support it, and I'm just so thankful for every one of them. And it's just maybe August will be better because, you know, people always say it rains in June on the festival, but we have shifted the dates a couple times in June because of the MIS race, but the race will be in August again, but I think it's on the 8th or the 9th this year. So our event will be the weekend after that.
So no issues with the airport?
Nope. That was my first phone call I made, and they're very nice and kind, and they worked with me and said, nope, that date works for us. So So there's more than just waking up and saying, bing, I've got to change the date. You know, you got to make sure that you can get the canopies and the tables and the chairs and the fencing and the sound and the stage and the lights and the porta-johns and on and on and on. And the most important part, all the musicians. So, yeah, so almost all of them, you know, the way it is right now across the U.S., you know, musicians are just out of work, just completely out of work. So that just kind of lets you know how connected we all really are that, you know, we don't think about that, but, you know, without the venues open, then the musicians can't work. And if musicians can't work, then, you know, everybody's sad. So
yeah.
I'm hoping we get through this pretty soon.
What about your lineup? Do you know much about that yet, or are you still putting that together?
I'm still putting it together. I've got several, you know, of course, musicians are, you know, their calendar's wide open right now. So I'm working on that. We do have one that was already busy out of the country doing something else. So, but yeah, probably in the next few weeks I'll have it all ready and set to go. So,
okay, what's going on or not going on at your business?
Oh, well, we are open. So for 5 weeks we were not. You know, I closed the doors, but I am open. The way it's working is if you call and you know what you want, you just pay for it over the phone and I bring it right out to your car. Or if you don't know what you want, you can stand at one side of the window and I can stand at the other and put pictures up, put balloons in the window so you can see what it is and say, yeah, I like this one or I don't like that one, whichever way, you know, you want to go. So you're actually window shopping at the Baloney Bin. How's that?
There you go.
But I'd like to thank a couple of our sponsors, Planet Fitness. You know, he's just been there for me for so many years. And
yep.
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, M&K Jetting, O'Hara Construction, and the Disciple Motorcycle Club. And the list just goes on and on. So to see all the updates and the newest and latest, greatest for the Blues Fest, if you go to our website, it's jacksonbluesfest.com. Or we're also on Facebook, Jackson Blues Festival. So, yeah, but business is good at the Baloney Bin, too. We're doing these great things called yard art. So we put it on a pole and put it right on your front yard, and there's no contact. So we're doing them for Mother's Day and birthdays and graduations. You know, because all the open houses have kind of been canceled, parents are trying their best to make it as normal as they can for their kids. So we put the balloons right out in the front yard for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Mother's Day this weekend?
Yes, Mother's Day, yep. So we're pretty busy, actually, and I appreciate the community supporting the Baloney Bin. I actually went and got a job for 5 weeks, a real job for 5 weeks because I was closed. So
good for you.
Yeah, you got to go to work. That's what you got to do. So, yeah, so it was interesting, but all I can say is that I really love balloons. That's all I can say about that, yeah.
What's your phone number over there if somebody wants to call you?
517-962-5939.
And again, the dates for the new dates, we should say, for the Blues Festival.
August 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Jackson County Airport.
There you have it.
And I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you and all the people at Jackson Radio Works. When we're in this, you know, dire time and we're just trying to figure out what should we do, we can always count on you guys to be honest and truthful. And we really need that now more than ever, because there's so much out there that you kind of have to filter through it. But I appreciate you guys. We're lucky we have you in the community.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it.
All right,
it.
We'll talk to you later.
Take care. Greg. Cindy Hayden, Balloony Ben.